Welcome to your daily devotional for January 4th. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Psalm 33 in verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. This scripture in its context was written to Israel, but the blessing can be had by any nation that will follow the ways of the living God. Even the United States, as our founding fathers well understood. As it is written in another place, in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The righteousness of a nation is a reflection of the righteousness of its people. This point is supported by those verses which follow our text. Psalm 33 verses 13 through 22 reads as follows. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling he looks on, all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety, neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. Would you like to live in a godly nation whose God is the Lord? As New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick is fond of saying to his team, do your job. And when the players bought into that philosophy, championships are won on a regular basis. If indeed you are a Christian man or woman, there are three things you can do. So do your job and be a champion for the Lord your God. First, seek personal revival and closeness to the Lord. This can be done through personal prayer and meditation according to the Word of God. Psalm 119, verses 153 through 160. Second, be a part of the Great Commission, which Jesus gave you in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Pray for your country. Third, for widespread revival, that God might bless it. Pray the prayer with the heart that arises from our text, God bless America. In the peace of the nation of your dwelling here on earth, you shall enjoy peace. And more than this, as long as the Constitution is lawfully upheld, you have the freedom to do your job without violating the laws of the land. Thank God for this, and do not take it for granted. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance.